can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for November 9th, 2022, episode 25. Curry and the Keeper. A quarter century.
Woohoo!
Is that half a year? What is it? No, it's a year.
No, it's 50 weeks, baby.
Oh, 52 weeks. Baby.
52 weeks is 26.
Baby. Hello, my queen.
Hello, baby. How are you?
Baby?
Yeah.
My love. What happened to my love?
I like baby tonight. I'm feeling, you know, I'm feeling frisky.
All right. Still? I have not done my duty. I have not done
my best. You failed.
Do-over.
I want to recount.
All right. I want to give everybody a little update on the body.
Oh, jeez.
My goodness. My friends
Get
are coming. My
here.
Friends are coming over going, dude.
No.
Tina looks really, really good. Mark Hall said yesterday, you look like a teenager.
I think he needs glasses, but thank you, Mark.
No, you
I
look
was very
phenomenal.
Kind.
Everyone's saying it. Everybody's saying it. You look fantastic. Talk about the inches. Let's get it right out of the way. This is the 75 hard update.
Oh, we're heading right into it.
Okay, 75 update. Update.
Well, I'm finishing day 67.
Wait, woo-hoo! I'm sorry. I messed it up.
You're messing up the show.
Yeah, but this is because you don't drink anymore. Hey, baby, cheers. Let's drink to that. I almost violated every single face graping rule there is.
I know. Cheers. What kind of cork soaker are you?
Bad one. Yes. I've actually been drinking this for 2 days.
I wouldn't let him open up a new bottle of wine.
No. She's like, you don't have any wine for tomorrow. That's for no agenda after the show. You know, it's like, and by the way, that is exactly how you sound.
I do.
And I looked at like 18 bottles of wine.
They're
with
all
stickers
labeled.
Up. They're all labeled like, do not touch. Like, yeah, I have no wine. So what am I going to drink tonight? She goes, what? Oh, yeah. Like you had completely forgotten that the format of the show was drinking. And said, well, have the rest of this. Now, this is.
You like this one.
I like this a lot. Yes. This is what you purchased for our postponed dinner with Pastor Jimmy and Damonette.
Yes.
And this is the Chalk Hill Pinot Noir from the Sonoma Coast, 2019. A very, very nice Pinot.
You told me, get some nice wine for our dinner with
him. Are you going to get this one again?
I'd be happy to.
It is so good. What did it cost? 16,
I don't remember.
17 bucks?
No, I think it was like 25.
Whoa.
I know.
Splurge.
Splurge. Yeah, for our guests.
Very nice. Yeah. Okay, but this is the last time that I'll be dry without you.
I'm just drinking straight up H2O. Mm-hmm. I still have to get my ounces in. I'm down to the last 16 ounces for the day.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm drinking. No Topo Chico tonight for me.
No Topo Chico?
Straight up, flat.
Okay. Oh, you're going hardcore.
Yeah, okay. I'm going boring.
All right.
Boring. What are you doing?
No, I'm listening to you. Oh, okay. I'm listening to you tell me
update.
Update, yes.
75 hard.
Inches. I said I wanted to hear about inches.
Yeah, day 67. I have 8 days left. Next Thursday, it ends. Woohoo!
Man.
I mean, we have all done so great in the group.
How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Yeah. I mean, my clothes fit better. I'm stronger. I mean, my strength has increased. I've gained muscle. Yeah, I feel great. I've learned a lot. I've listened to 75 different podcasts, or will 75 different podcasts. I'll have finished five books.
That's right. Yeah, you read 10 pages a day. You read so many books. You did more than you had to, though, didn't you? You read more book than required.
No, I read more pages per day to get through some of those books.
Like that's what I mean. You read more book than required.
The Seven Habits book was a snoozer.
Sorry, Peggy.
Sorry Peg.
About your life's work and your career, but it's a snoozer.
Yeah, so 8 days left, and we do have somebody who joined the group just this past week, Andy White. He reached out to me on Twitter.
Oh, nice.
And so he joined the group, so he's the second male. We still didn't let Brian in. But Andy's
able
to join.
Does he identify as male, or is he really male, or you know, does he have a uteri? I mean, you got to ask all these questions. I don't want to misgender Andy.
I'm not getting into.
Hello, Andy.
I'm not getting into
Is he Raggedy Ann or Raggedy Andy?
Andy.
Okay.
And so far I've lost 8.5 inches total. So, which is pretty significant.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, I don't know how much I probably lost about 10 or 12 pounds. I think. But yeah, I mean, I'm going back to where I was, which is where what I wanted to achieve.
I have to say something, and it's hard to explain what I want to say, but it's important as we move forward in this journey.
Yes, baby, because you're right by my side.
I am right by your side. I mean, you look phenomenal, and it's really what comes from your face and your aura, which does it.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, that overshadows all. I mean, you're radiating.
I know, because my soul is no longer black.
Well, and so 70 days ago, 67, you look different.
Yes.
I loved you just as much.
As Inga said in the group, she looked like a busted can of biscuits. That's how we all looked.
You did not. Okay. Just so for me, you know, look no more or less attractive. The difference for me really is in what I'm seeing. The face you're making, right? You were just unhappy, which many women are. And you could be unhappy about your body tomorrow. You look at something and it's all wrong. And, you know, and it happens. That's just how the mechanism works. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm here.
I know.
Come sit on my knee. Let me tell you what's going on.
Let me inspect.
Let me show proof. But it's really that. It's the inner beauty that that you're so happy with yourself, what you've achieved, what you've done, where you want to be. That's what makes it so beautiful.
And that's a huge part of it. It's not just the weight loss or the inches. Uh-huh. It is the mental challenge that all of us accomplished it, and all of us feel clearer and stronger, mm-hmm. and like we can do anything. And it's all around been such a great, it's been a great experience. I would highly recommend it. And anybody could do it. Anybody can do this.
And I will remind you of that, because if you ever go back to Busted Sausage, I will still love you exactly the same.
No, Busted Can of Biscuits, baby.
Oh, why did I say sausage? Busted Can of Biscuits sounds worse.
So when I said, hey, Adam, I lost 8.5 inches, what did you say to me?
That's a familiar length.
You said, you know what else is 8 inches?
To which Tina rolled her eyes, turned on her heel, and walked away.
Like, you are 15 years old again.
That's right.
So I do
my best.
So the cool thing is, there's a number of us that are going to do the phase two, which is going to start January 1st, which is 30 days.
And when we've discussed this, of course, outside of the show, because we happen to be married, spoiler alert. But I think that my suggestion was we change nothing except maybe, and I asked you, so what do you think was the most beneficial? You said the walking, mm-hmm. which I agree with. I'm so sure that that's what keeps you healthy and alive, mm-hmm. and it may also lead to the shrinkage, et cetera. So I say, but we shouldn't change anything in our diet. I mean, you should just do whatever makes you happy. Do your walk. I mean, good thing about a walk is you can do it anywhere in the world. And I think you enjoy more about the exercise is what you're seeing. You listen to a podcast.
Absolutely.
Which is
learned
a great
so much.
Invention.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, whoever invented it,
say,
man.
I just want to say that.
Because it's all about you.
And I hold all that in mind. I'm like, one day women will walk to this to my invention. There will be I will have a magic weight losing invention that will take inches off of ladies' waistline. I will call it podcasting.
That's excellent, babe. That's
there you
excellent.
Go. That's exactly how it went down.
So yeah, no, I think I'm going to change very little. I think the working out 7 days a week is not sustainable.
It's a little much. The yoga, you did yoga once or twice. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I definitely did that. So interesting though, I do Kira Stokes app, and she kicks my butt. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of addicted to it now. And that's what Andy Frisella said in the book. Like, you get addicted to certain things.
Yeah, sure. This is what Joe Rogan told me too. He said, once you start doing some of this stuff, he says, you it's addictive. You don't want to stop.
Yeah.
Which is why I've never started. I'm like, I don't need another addiction.
I don't need that.
I don't need all that.
But the big thing is, so we're coming off of this. So I'm off on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So we
next Thursday.
Mm-hmm. So we have dinner plans the next day on Friday. We have dinner plans on Monday. Mm-hmm. We have dinner plans on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then dinner plans on Friday. Oh, and we have dinner plans, I think, on Tuesday.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Who on staff should I fire for scheduling all this manic food fest and wine so close to the finish? I mean, that person really should not be managing our social calendar.
I'm going to have to talk to her. Phoebe? I was trying to squeeze everything in before the big event.
Oh, the big event, yeah.
The big...
And I appreciate that. You were only thinking of me. You weren't thinking of yourself. That's why.
Well, No, I was only thinking of you because I wanted to make sure you're nice and fed.
I know you want you, man. So Tina's so worried that after, you know, the 28th, just a little portion of one that won't be too bad. Just local, I think. But then 29th is my get knocked out. I'm so fucking anxious.
Oh,
get
knocked baby. Out.
Man.
Get some good Xanax.
Sometimes at night.
Oh, that's why you're getting up in the middle of the night.
No, it's when I come back to bed and I lay in bed and all of a sudden like, and then I pray. That's literally when I pray. Like, okay, God, all right. Okay, I'm calm now. I'm sure this is all exactly the right thing to do, God. You have a plan. Sucks in experiential vibe, but I'm with you.
Not something
you.
That I would choose, but.
But I'm with you.
But that's the way it goes. With you.
Yeah. I'm sure it's good for something.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yes, no, we have. So the big thing is, I'm not so much worried about the eating because I can control the eating. It's the wine because, you know, right. I've been snorting your wine. I've been smelling it.
Yeah, it's been pretty sad to watch.
It's like, me snorting the wine.
Yeah, it's like it's very conflicting for me as a man, as your husband.
Conflicting.
and as someone who really wants you to get hammered with me. I mean, this is the problem.
Well, I'm going to have one. So,
but you, I'm going to watch you because you all have to go. You just need to, like, a glass. Stop. First day, nothing.
You need to
else.
Give me a sign.
Oh, remember yeah, the sign? The sign is I put my hands like kind of like Macaulay Culkin around my cheeks, except I blow my cheeks up.
And then you put your finger in the middle of your lips like. Whoop, whoop.
Okay. No one will know our code.
Here's the thing.
It will be so inconspicuous.
Friday night after 75 Hard, Pastor Jimmy and Damonette are coming over for dinner. So I have to really be careful. I don't want to be sloshed.
And Jimmy likes to drink, man.
No, he does.
Yes, he does.
How do you know that?
He told me. He said, I love the vino.
Oh.
He literally said, I love the vino.
Well, I have to be careful. So
just because he's pastor doesn't mean he can't love the vino.
I know.
He loves the vino. And I love the vino too. We're vino lovers.
So, yes. Mm-hmm. But anyway, my whole point is I have to be really careful or I'm going to
help you.
I'm tipsy. Going,
yeah. And then, so January 1st, so
I'll
basically.
I'll start pawing on you.
What? What'd you say?
I said I'll be tipsy and I'll start pawing on you. Hey, baby.
Everything's good except that, yeah, baby. That thing I didn't need. Everything else was good. I like the look, everything. Well executed.
Thanks.
So we'll celebrate a little bit. And of course, I have my thing coming up. And then January 1st, boom, back in. I mean, I can see you this being a kind of a lifelong thing in a way.
Yeah, but I'd like to include the wine. I don't want to. Yeah, so January, it'll be dry January for me because I'm not going to be drinking.
But otherwise, it's going to be 365 hard plus wine.
Yes, exactly.
That's it. That's 365
fine. Hard plus wine. Yeah.
Once in a while.
And, yeah. You know,
I mean, I drink glass every day at least.
Yeah. You do drink a glass every day.
Yeah. Every day.
Yeah.
At least one, usually one and a half or two.
Yeah.
Which I would say by all medical standards is a problem drinker. Okay.
I thought you were going to go the other way with that.
No, it's clearly a problem drinker. But, you know, at least I can keep it to two.
Well, you'll just get a break at the end of the month because you won't feel like drinking. You won't be drinking.
No. I won't be smoking my weed. I won't be drinking. There's all kinds of stuff.
No, and I have to order
vaporizer.
Vaporizer.
Yeah, for the weed, so I can still inhale weed. Vaporize. You're like food processor. And survey says vaporizer, food processor. What? Are we married to each other?
No, I have to order a food processor because I'm going to make you all sorts of soups.
Yeah. And would you, okay, I would love to hear from the Cork Soakers. I'd love to get some recommendations because I said, Tina, you know, since we're going to get, I have kind of simple rules, but if we're really going, we don't buy much. But when we buy something, let's see if we can really afford the best that there is or something really good. So let's get a good food processor. And Tina's like, yeah, I'm sure this one on Amazon will be fine. No.
Is that how I sound?
Weirdly, you've become Marge Simpson. I don't know what happened. Your hair is turning blue right before me. Man, I'm on fire tonight.
Man.
If I don't say so myself.
We're at a comedy show.
All right, I'm going to shut up now.
Anyway, yes, I got to get a food processor. So if anybody has any recommendations, that'd be I'm thinking just like a Cuisinart. I mean.
Well, I want the food processor version of the Will It Blend. Remember the Willett Blend Blender? Mm-mm. Oh my God. Those guys are around
I've never heard of that.
In the 2000s. Willett Blend. It's this ProTech Blender or whatever. And they had this, it was totally viral. These ads they had. It was only online too. They sold so much. And they had a guy in a lab coat say, today we're going to see Willett Blend. And he'd throw all kinds of shit in there. Oh,
did you put the cell phone in there?
iPhone. Oh. And he said, the iPhone. And then, and he says, I smoke. It was just pulverized. So I want the food processor version of that because, you know, I want something good.
Well, I know that the Ninja blender is supposed to be really good.
This already sounds good. Ninja? I mean, it sounds a little modern, but okay. Yeah, the Ninja. Yeah. It sounds like something. Oh, yes. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm on it. Right. And Christina Henry has sent me some recipes, so I've got it. Ah,
that's sweet. You all have a whole community taking care of me.
Send me soup recipes, good ones that he can.
Hopefully, it'll only be a day or two, and then I can start chewing something. I hope.
Yeah, I hope so too, babe.
Yeah, that face gives me little confidence.
I don't know. I've never.
I hope I can do the show. That's what I want to do a show.
Yeah.
We'll be ready for that Thursday. It happens on Tuesday.
Yeah.
But the Sunday.
You're not. You're taking Thursday off.
Yeah, Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So, but even that Sunday, it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It'll be fine.
I was very clear to them. No whistling, no slissing, no. Said, this has got to be perfect. This is my livelihood. You can't mess this up.
Yes.
Oh, I guess we have to step up our game.
Is that what they said? Mitch, jeez.
Mitch. You know, I talked to Zach, which he calls Horster. What is Zach's last name?
Horster.
I talked to Horster and we talked about this. And I said, hey, man, we got to step up our game. So you better believe it. I'm the Podfather. You don't want me. What do you want? Hi. Ding. Look at my teeth. Ding. I'm Adam Curry. I went to Mitch and Zach and they hooked me up. Ding. Or do you want the wrath of the Podfather?
I had sent the recommendation on to my friend Debbie, who I met just a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah, you should play that voicemail.
So she sends me a voicemail. She goes, hey, I went to your hottie dentist. He was really nice.
No, it was hot, hot, hottie, hottie. She said something like that. It was like, what? And she said it was really nice. Did she say that?
Yeah, she said she really liked him. She's married. She's happily married.
Oh, I know about you married chicks. She said,
I don't even think he's hot. You're like, he's pretty good looking. I'm like, he is good looking.
Totally good.
Please look at my teeth.
I tell him to his face. I said, man, you're so fucking hot. Can you please make me look like you?
So when I go in there, I'm like, Dr. Zach, I have a pain in my mouth.
Exactly. Let me take a look inside.
Nah, he's a nice guy. Nice guy. No, I think you're in good hands, baby.
And he's a great stepfather. He took his kid like on some massive
stepfather.
He's stepfather. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
Yeah.
We need fathers like him, stepfather
we
or not.
Do.
He does some good stuff.
We do.
Oh man. So I hate to keep talking about you, but this was,
what about me?
Well, you know, you got baptized.
I did. Hello. I got baptized last Wednesday.
Welcome to Curry and the Keeper. God 24/7. Holy Spirit podcast.
You know, I want to share a little bit of the experience. All day, I had a very nervous energy, and it wasn't...
What was the day again? It was Wednesday.
Last Wednesday, November 2nd.
2nd. Yes.
I still haven't gotten my gift from you. But anyway, as I was saying... I'm kidding. I just like...
This is how it works.
I'm kidding.
Gifts.
Flowers would have been nice. But anyway...
Really? Did I really screw that?
I'm,
honestly.
I'm totally calling you out just to have fun.
Okay. Because seriously, I mean...
I know, baby. You're awesome. And I really mean that.
Just wanted to hear.
Yeah. Anyway, so I had this nervous energy all day. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't about the baptism. It wasn't about going, accepting Jesus. It was about the unknown. You know, it was about being on display in such a personal moment. And it was at my throat and I was so quick to tears. I do want to mention though, before, Sir, by his grace, who sent me the Bible that I absolutely love, had sent a picture of his daughter being baptized and he had this huge smile on his face.
He was doing a Ross jump.
Oh, it was the loveliest.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Photo and I started to cry when I saw that. Mm-hmm. And because that just brought it all home for me. So anyway, up until we walked into the church, I had this nervous energy. But Brian, my BFF, came. He came to our house. Yes, he was here.
Very sweet. He was here in full effect with beverages and gifts.
I know. He was awesome. And then
ladies, he's straight and available.
He is. He's straight and available. And then Julie, who is so dear to my heart.
Julie came first.
Yeah. Yes. And Julie is the one that told me about Bridge Church, and she's the one that I'm doing the Bible recap with. And then my friend Catherine, who I met a year ago at the Deep Feeling Workshop, and she has just become such a treasured friend of mine. She came, her mom, her daughter, and her husband, Brian.
And Brian, her husband, we're buds. We chat, we talk a little bit. And their daughter, Bella. Oh, my goodness. I want one like that as a grandchild.
Yes.
So I can return.
And then Debbie from church that I met in the retail store. And so having them all around was just, I just felt so loved. But anyway, what I wanted to say, as soon as I walked into the church, the Holy Spirit just took away all that anxiousness.
And it was kind of cool because they almost canceled the whole event.
Because
the air conditioner like went out, like they had a fire suppressant go off and water, and it ruined the air conditioning system, and it would cost $1,200 for someone to come out that night to fix it. And then so instead they opened up all the doors. Excuse me. They opened up all the doors. And so, you know, the wind was just kind of, it was warm, but it was flowing through the church, and it was really perfect. It had kind of an old school southern, little bit swampy feel to it. Do you know what I mean?
It got warm and then it got cool and it got warm and cool.
Yeah.
But they were going to cancel like up until a half hour, hour before.
Pastor Jimmy literally said to me, "We really couldn't do it to Tina."
He honestly said that?
Yeah. In those words. Yeah.
Oh,
I may have just been sucking up to the MTV guy.
No, hardly.
Hey, by the way, this is my first time at the Bridge Church. Oh my God. Oh. It's beautiful. It is so, it's like a TV studio stage, big
screen.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I didn't realize that screen is fantastic. Very few wires. It's all, you know, it's all beautifully done. I was paying a lot of attention to the technology, what they're doing, you know, how that Jimmy's okay with me saying it, right?
What? Oh, that it's a show?
It's a great show. The music comes in flowing in and he's kind of like this silent director of the orchestra, but it's the whole thing is...
Russ is the head of the worship band, though. I'm not sure.
But the whole thing...
The production.
Oh, Russ is the head of the band, absolutely. Yeah. But the whole thing, just it flows so beautifully. I mean, I've seen the Rolling Stones. I've seen Bruce Springsteen. You know, they have stage shows.
Wow.
Yeah, it flows that beautifully.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And everyone's clued into each other, and they know what they're doing, and everyone's in the right place at the right spot. Now, I have lots of comments for him, but I'll talk about I got lots of technical notes.
So, but it was a worship service, so it was all songs with some scripture in between songs.
I liked three of them.
And Adam even raised his hand.
Listen, the lyric said, "Raise your hand." I'm like, look, if Bruce Springsteen says, you know, "Raise your hand," I'll raise my hand. So if Jesus says, "Raise your hand," well, hey, Jesus, here I am. I raised my hand.
The music was fantastic. So we had to line up, you know, when we were getting ready to baptize or get baptized. And so, Pastor Jimmy invited everybody to just kind of come around of the person who's being baptized. And so there were two little girls
Let me just set the stage for people who haven't seen it. So they have, you know, this like a baptismal tub.
Yeah. That's heated.
It's heated. It has beautiful wood around it. You know, it's like
basically beautiful.
Two caskets on top of each other. But it has, you know, you steps down and then you can sit and then you have, you know, so your feet are over a little ledge in the water.
Down, no, yes.
I was like, oh, this is high tech. This is cool. Yeah. Very, very cool.
So I'm in line and there's these two little girls in front of me and the one little girl, there was an older man who got baptized first and then the two little girls and this one little girl's going, "I'm so excited. I'm so excited." I looked at her and go,
that's the one that went home crying. Is that the one?
She's like, "Ma'am, could you give me a pair of shorts? Can you give me a pair of shorts?" And I'm like, "Shh, shh, And it took me back to my brownie troop days when I used to yell at all those little girls, like,
shut up, you turd.
Like, be quiet.
Were you really like that brownie mom? That's who you were?
No, but she was getting kind of loud. And I'm like, this is kind of a solemn moment. And you're like,
you're harsher my mellows, kid. Shut up, kid. This is my moment. You can get rebaptized in 20 years when you understand what's going on.
Oh, that was pretty funny. But no, great. it was, oh my God, it was just the most loveliest experience that I ever had. I have to say that I ever experienced. It was absolutely touching and just wonderful to be part of God's kingdom. That's just, yeah. And it just, it's hard for me to even express in words. So I posted it on my Instagram because I'm so proud. Mm-hmm. I wanted to share it with people. And Brianne from Saddle Tramp Brand really was touched by it. And that just...
I saw that. Yeah, it touched my
heart that it touched her, because to me, that's a nudge from God. And she'll follow her own path on what she needs to do. But that's her own little nudge, you know, and I feel so blessed that God used me, worked through me to nudge other people. So
it's very interesting, the responses to this. People I work very closely with sent messages through me to you, like, mm-hmm. welcome to the kingdom, sister, uh-huh. really beautiful things. And then there's also people, even close family members who are like, so what is this about? So what is this?
Yeah, my sister asked me if I was going to be naked.
Which, by the way,
I was like, hello.
Which, by the way, Pastor Jimmy, I got a dynamite format for a baptism show. And
no,
it's a reality
show. No,
I'm just kidding.
I don't like that.
I'm a good Christian, but I still have to make my jokes. That's what makes it good.
Okay. Anyway.
I repent.
So no, it was a lovely, lovely night.
But what I meant is it's new for me that people are like, even though I'm used to people thinking I'm weird, regardless, mm-hmm. You know, they're like, well, I can tell people are like, well, you know, I got a Twitter message the other day. Oh, Adam Curry has apparently been kidnapped by some born again Christians. You know what I mean? It's just, there are people who were, well,
no, I understand. They don't understand. Yeah.
They don't want to understand. I pray for them. Mm-hmm. That's, I've always said that before any of this happened to me, I was like, why don't Christians shut up and just pray for the people? I'm like, yeah, you know, that makes a lot of sense. You know, if someone's got something to beef with me, I'm not going to necessarily engage with you. I'll pray for you though.
Yeah.
That you figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems like a good way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Less confrontational.
I do want to add though, on this past Sunday when I went to church, Pastor Jimmy was talking about how he's driving on 87 to get to the church, and he has road rage too.
Dude, sometimes I think he's doing those sermons just for you.
It made me feel a little better.
I'm sitting at home going like,
you're like, yeah,
Annette and Adam. Yep, we're the same. Tina and Jimmy. Yep, they're the same. There you go.
Oh, yeah. So yeah,
it was good to have him back.
Yeah.
It's good to have him back.
Yeah. So that was the big thing. That was the big moment in my life.
One minor note.
Yeah.
For both Julie and for Brian.
Yeah.
And of course, I love them both dearly. As cork soakers, they are both full-fledged cork soakers.
Yes, they are cork soakers.
I don't understand why they still left the lid up.
Oh, and you hear it? Brian did that too?
I think it was Julie.
Oh.
I think it was Julie. But I don't.
Oh, Julie, I got reprimanded on our second date for that, just so you know.
No, we've talked about it. That's the whole thing. They should know. They should know. They've listened to the show. They're
yeah, because soaker. Peggy knows. Peggy's like, oh, I think I left the lid up.
Peggy definitely left the lid up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Hey, that was on my list, so I just had to make sure I mentioned that. I mean, this is my list, right? This is how I roll. Well, I was very, I thought it was fantastic to be a part of that. I love the whole experience. It was great that it was my first time there.
Yeah.
Everybody
wanted to meet you. You exchanged numbers with people. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everyone wants to hang out.
Yeah.
And it really enriched my already fantastic experience on this journey.
Yeah.
It really did.
Oh, good. I'm so.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I'm just so happy you were there. You had to be there. Oh.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. So what else you got on your list?
I don't like to talk about lists. I just like to respond to whatever's going on in your life because
I'm the one that has. Okay.
Yeah. There's a couple of things. I'm just trying to think chronologically. We had a very nice visit from, we talked about Chris and Vic. We talked about them.
We talked about them.
And that Ann and Weldon came by. Yeah. We talked about that, right?
Well, Ann and Weldon came by again when Pastor Jimmy and Annette, I had to cancel because he wasn't feeling well. I had put in 6 pounds of.
Well, no. What happened was I got a text message from Annalise, and she says, "You know, she's of course also my account manager on Ibex, which is so crazy that crosses over." Mm-hmm. She says, "We're coming through Fredericksburg and we're staying overnight. Do you want anything? That we'll just bring it for you." And I'm like, "And you had just said we need ground beef, dude." They're bringing stuff.
Yeah.
If we ordered eggs, we ordered...
best eggs, the most yellow yolks I've ever seen.
Unbelievable eggs.
Yes.
But what's fun, our dinner date canceled. So when you get here, you know, we still got some food. We'll heat it up for you. And they were like, because they drove 7-8 hours.
Yeah,
they
had 40-mile-hour
winds with the RV, headwinds, crosswind, actually. So they arrived, and they're shell shocked from the road. You know how people look like, "Hey, hi, how you doing? I've been on the road for 8 hours." You know,
they look pretty normal to me.
Well, and I can tell. And then I make the biggest faux pas in my life. So I said,
"Oh, that's right, I have that up."
So I said, "Hey, you want something to drink?" And Weldon, so he's fasting for 72 hours, 36 hours,
36 hours. That's nothing.
But he was drinking whiskey, but whiskey doesn't count. He brought whiskey in a glass.
Oh, he was drinking it.
He walked in with the glass, with whiskey in the glass.
I didn't know that was in his glass.
Yes, that was his glass with whiskey. I'm good. And so Annalise and Amber said, "Yeah, I have a little glass of wine." So I'm pouring it, and we're chatting. I'm drinking wine, and we're just chatting. And all of a sudden, I'm like, "Holy crap, Anne, did I just take your wine after I poured it for you?" She said, "Yes." So why did you say something to me?
She didn't say anything.
She didn't say anything. Like, oh my God, I'm such a douchebag. I didn't realize what had happened. I felt so stupid. Really cringe.
She didn't say anything. You're just drinking her wine. Nah, she's so gracious.
She's the OG heritage woman right there.
No, I really liked her. But they were on their way to the Kill and Grill.
Mm-hmm.
And which is where we went on Saturday. We went to
Luling, Texas.
And met a few Curry and the Keeper fans, including Dirty Jersey Whore.
Oh man, the Dirty Jersey. Isn't he awesome?
Yeah, he was great. I didn't picture him like that.
He's 8 feet tall, 250 pounds, you know.
Yeah.
Beard, bald, fantastic.
And then a guy named Bubba came up to me. You were away from the table. He goes, "Hey, I just want to let you know that I like your show."
Your show.
He goes, "That producer of yours is pretty good. I like your show."
Now that your producer left the table, let me approach you.
And then Adam, there was the guy.
Mr. Robot, Adam.
Yes, he came up to me and told me he liked being a cork soaker.
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is so cool that so many people listen to our show."
This is what I told you.
I always say,
you have no idea. You're a celebrity. You can't help it. Now, there were 150 people there, which was more than expected.
And it was a cattle ranch, cattleman's feast. Is that what it's cattleman's feast?
So the idea was, as a part of Texas Slim's beef initiative, they finally got the processing plant open in Luling, which is Two-Bar C Ranch and K&C cattle. So, you know, they would be doing tours of the processing plant and then doing tours of the ranch. And then it was like 6 courses of beef, I think.
I thought he said 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And they just kept bringing them out.
What do you call it? What kind of, that's where they just put on a big piece of paper. It's like,
It was on a big tray with
the Lebanese style, or what do they call that?
This buffet style.
The buffet.
Lebanese style.
It wasn't a buffet. They slapped the beef down the middle of the table.
Family style.
That wasn't family style.
What family style is. They just put it on the.
Yeah, but family style is lots of little things and people get.
Yeah, they
this.
Just put it on the plate.
This was just a piece of brown paper
on a tray.
On a tray.
Parchment paper.
Yeah,
loaded with beef, and then no tongs. So everybody's
correct.
Using their forks.
But that's not family style. It has a term.
It's not Lebanese.
Have you ever been to Lebanon?
Anyway, it's delicious.
It's on my list.
It was delicious.
But it was great to see so many people and yeah.
Big, beautiful cows. Lots of bulls.
Man.
Those bulls were huge.
Yeah, but they look so good, all of them.
Yeah.
That was very cool.
Yeah. It was fun. That was a fun experience to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really nice. Nice.
And you need to get that pilot's thing all set because this driving is... That was 4 hours total.
I love seeing how the Beef Initiative is just blowing up. I love it.
How people are healing themselves, yeah. healing their bodies. It's incredible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. Lovely. Good stuff, too. Beef equals medicine.
Did you tweet that?
I did.
You did tweet that.
No, it was a response to somebody.
Oh.
Beef equals medicine.
Someone who said, what are you doing, man, with your stupid beef?
Or
no, not one of those.
I don't remember what they
not
said.
Not one of those.
I don't remember what they said. So, but I wanted to mention that when Weldon and Anne and Annalise were leaving, we had a problem with Phoebe, with Weldon.
Yeah.
We're having a problem with this dog again.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm looking at her right now. She's asleep and she looks so angelic.
Yeah. Weldon was standing and put his hand down, palm down to pet her. And she just didn't like it. And she went, she didn't do anything. She went.
Oh, she did.
She didn't bite him or anything, but she gave warning signals. It was like, which is.
Well, a couple weeks before she did that to Chris. She's like, rawr. She does not like people petting the top of her head.
No, and I don't think she likes women.
No, that's not true. She loves my sisters.
Yeah, but
she loves Shayna.
But she knows family. I think she feels family.
She immediately met Christina and loved Christina.
Or maybe she just hates certain people. I mean, so I went to the vape shop today with Phoebe.
Uh-huh.
And so this is, and Dwight was there. Dwight, he's now a pomegranate rancher, farmer. He's got 10 gallons of pomegranate pressed and ready to go. And he's going to make a pomegranate jelly for Thanksgiving. I can't wait, Dwight. And so Kathy and Jerry, they run the shop. And they're always like, hey, Adam, want some coffee? Hey, Phoebe. And Phoebe likes it there. She likes it being there, but she kind of warms up to Jerry and she'll let him pet her. But when Kathy, she's like, no.
Really?
No. Not really. She's not really. I don't know what it is. And so finally I said, Kathy, it's just you, man. It's your personality. It's your whole character is all off. She doesn't like you at all. And so we were just joking about it. But then this customer came in with like a pink tracksuit and she went right away. Hi, dog. Brr, brr, brr. And Phoebe's like, oh, that's nice. I was like, how does that work? I mean, it was a very aggressive move. I'm like, wow, okay. I was literally saying, I can't believe that she's okay with what you're doing here. Because normally she's backed off. She's skittish. She might even make a noise. No. So
wow.
I don't know what
maybe
it is.
She liked her pink tracksuit.
Well, the lady
was a juicy suit, you said, right?
No, it was not juicy couture. But it could have been. It was, but
did it have juicy on the butt?
No, it did not. I didn't look at her butt. But I could say it wasn't the juicy color. Mm. Believe me, I know what the juicy couture pink is. It's not that. It was not that bad. But I'm just like, it's, and the lady said she had a 100-pound Labrador or something, whatever. So
wow.
People
a
who,
fat dog.
But also like Dwight, the rancher, you know, the dog goes up to her. He's like, hey, puppy, boom, boom, boom. It's like, I think people who just don't exude any fear. That's what does
she
it.
She does, yeah.
The minute you're like, oh, is this dog this or that? You know, then she's like, yeah, I am.
Well, when Mark was here, our friend Mark came over on Monday and Phoebe was
she hates him. It's clear. She hates him. She had a poor introduction to him.
Unsettled around him. No. She just could not. No. She was watching him like a hawk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unsettled. But
she had a bad introduction and she doesn't forget, apparently.
It, but Mark was talking about, he's got this little puppy. It looks
We've talked about Laddie.
Yeah, but yeah. What kind of dog is it? It's like a miniature, it looks like a miniature collie, but it's a Shetland something or another.
Shetland something.
But he was saying how that he's 10 months old and he's still peeing like a female dog, and that his mom
pulled him aside.
His mom pulled him aside.
I think your dog is gay. Trans.
Trans, your dog's trans. And I go, oh, so Laddie's going to become Lady.
Lady.
He's a little worried about his dog.
You're not very woke, are you? Just making fun. You're misgendering our friend's dog.
Me?
Hey, you just called her Lady.
I said Laddie becomes Lady.
Yeah, you're misgendering her.
Oh, yeah. So that was fun. But yeah, we're having... I don't know. She loves us, but I don't know about other people. So
well, we have kind of I don't know. Dwight, the farmer, said she's getting better. I can tell she's getting better.
Oh,
because he's seen her three times now.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, she's getting better. She's gonna be okay. It takes a bit. All right.
Yeah. I thought she's gotten worse, actually.
No. She's gotten.
She has snapped at three people in the last month.
Well, then shouldn't be touching her.
Okay. Well, my daughter arrives tomorrow night, so I have to kind of give her the lowdown. Like, just ignore her and let her warm up to
That's
you.
That's all that it is.
Yeah.
She'll be okay.
Just ignore her. Don't let her warm up
to
you.
The dog will see the relationship and will be okay with it right away.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
So it's getting a little cooler out here, finally, huh?
It is. It's nice. It has it's a real fall vibe. The mornings are really nice. It was a little wet this morning from some rain, and just, you know, the back road here is just so...
I know. The other morning I got up and I run very warm and Adam runs very cold. And so I got up and he goes, I turned the heat on. I go, what? It's not even, he said it was 68 in here. I turned the heat on.
In fact, because I knew the ridicule would come, I turned the heat on just briefly and then turned it off once it hit 70. Cause I knew that you would be like, what? You have an actual representation of your voice. Who told you to put the heat on like that?
I do. You are making me out to be an ogre.
No, but it's
60 degrees out and Adam's got a winter coat on, hat and gloves.
I do.
You have no fat on your body.
Right. That's true. It's all my problem. I get it.
But that was so afraid. It was so funny. You were afraid to tell me that you turned the heat on because
turn it off. She'll never know. Does it smell? No, good. Turn it on. Okay. She'll never know I did that.
Because I'm sitting there with my leggings
sweat
and my tank top
dripping down your brow. It's 70 degrees. It's so hot. Listen, Miss Hot Flash.
I don't have
Redux.
Hot flash.
Well, I don't know what it is.
Hot flash redux.
How can you be? It's 70. How can that make you sweat? It makes no sense.
I run warm. I'm hot, baby. I'm hot. Hot, yeah. Hot flash redux. That's a good title. Yeah.
Oops, I'm going to write that down. Good one.
I thought that was funny. Hey, and I do want to thank you.
Me?
Yes, yes. For putting the cans in the cooler according to my style. I appreciate that. Yeah. So we have a cooler in our kitchen.
Yeah.
And
like a bar cooler.
I have not, I know that OCD can be a very serious disorder and I don't have it, but I'm very particular, very fastidious about... I'm a linear person. I like lines. And so if you throw cans in the cooler without them being lined up by flavor.
Yeah. You can call it whatever you want. It's OCD. I don't care what you say. It's just bull crap. It's OCD.
So,
what does it stand for, OCD? Observational. Obsessive compulsive disorder.
But one day you had just thrown the cans in there and I went and I lined them all up.
It doesn't matter what it is, ladies and gentlemen. It was the dishwasher. See, the dishwasher is just...
That's an art.
That's not... But the thing is, like, you still want me to put stuff in the dishwasher, but then you rearrange it.
It's an art.
Why don't you cut out the middleman and just put the stuff in the dishwasher already? Get it over with. I, I, I enjoyed doing the cans because I did it for you.
I know you did. I appreciate it. That's why I want to publicly thank you. I only did that
for you.
I was like, oh, you know the key to my heart. You know how I constantly fold and refold your
everything?
No, your sweatshirts and your stuff that's on that shelf.
I know.
Have you noticed that? And then I come back a day later and it's a disaster.
It is.
And then I
I know. I see it. I love you. Of course I do. I'm like, and I don't know. It's like, did she just fold it or is it also cleaned and folded? It doesn't matter. I love it. But I understand because it could happen at any moment. It's the same for the pillows on the bed, the shams.
Yeah.
At any moment, Architectural Digest could drop by for a photo shoot.
The cans have to be in order.
So I have to make sure that everything is in order.
Now it's time to hear from Nicole Suckers.
Hey-o.
That's right.
We got to hear from those corksuckers now.
That's right. We love all the corksuckers. We love them so much.
Now it's time to hear from the corksuckers.
Well, I have good news. People are definitely starting to try and succeed with Value for Value and supporting the show.
Yes.
Which I personally appreciate very much because the whole idea is this is not available anywhere except on Podcasting 2.0 apps and on the website for you lazy bums who just, well, I don't want to get an app. I don't want to participate in the experiment.
And you can go to nudepodcastapp.com.
With an S.
Nude podcast apps.com.
Or newpodcastapps.com. I don't know where your mind is in the gutter once again. but I really do appreciate it. And we got like 800,000 sats or something. Yeah, that's it's real value and I really appreciate it. It also kind of helps us we have stats, so if you're just streaming sats while you're listening, then I can see when people drop off, which by the way, I encourage the keeper, there's no drop off. People listen from beginning to end.
We have so much to say.
It was so interesting. Keep listening, everybody.
I have a couple things too that I want to
for donations.
Yes.
Okay. Hit it.
Yeah. We have received several bottles of wine from various people. Like Julie brought us a bottle of wine. Brian.
Julie brought the aviation wine. I think. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Weldon and Anne brought a bottle of wine that has no sugar in it. So I'm excited to try that. So several people. You know, because I haven't had sugar. I'm so excited for
wine without important ingredients.
I'm good. Is that your phone? I can't reverberate, you know. If I eat a lot of sugar, my body's going to start vibrating. No,
you'll be flipping out. You can't have that.
But we received wine from Mark and Maria, also known as Sir Mark of the Crossroads, Warden of the Greenwood, and Dame Maria of the Greek Kingdoms. And they sent us three bottles of wine.
I know. It's fantastic.
And it's been labeled so that Adam can't touch it until next week.
Now, do they have, this is from their vineyard friend, Tony, if I recall.
Yes. I'm going to read the note. Here,
Owen, I'm going to put this in the show notes.
Okay. Owen Valley Winery. That's where the wine came from. And it says, hi, Tina and Adam. Maria and I really like the winemaker and the wines they make. A three-bottle selection of which should be delivered to you this morning, which was last week. It is made by my friend Tony Lederbrand, a former full-time dude named Ben and part-time wino when we used to work together.
Wino.
The type is so small. Where am I?
I don't know.
In 2011, he became full-time executive wino of his family-run Owen Valerie Winery in Spencer, Indiana. He's also the newly elected director of the Indiana Wine and Vineyard Association. Cody, Tony's son and chief vintner, suggested two wines they sell and one he specifically crafted, not for sale, just to get the flavor of what they do.
Oh, cool.
I'm so excited to try these. I'm going to tear this name up. Chamborson Rosé 2020. The bottle is beautiful.
Which one is that?
The Chamborson Rosé.
No, but what does the bottle look like?
Oh, it's got, you have, the label is gorgeous. You need,
I know, but
it's pink.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. Estate Traminette 2021, Classic lychee and rose qualities are present in the aroma, balanced with delicate tropical fruit.
That's the one I want to try.
And the Chamborson 2018 Indiana grown 50-50 whole cluster fermentation. Indiana.
Who's your wine?
Woohoo! Who's your wine?
Yeah, Geary Grog.
Geary Grog. So anyway, yes. And so he sent the same wines to Mimi and John. John C. Dvorak as
well. Yeah, he poo-pooed it, I'm sure.
Yes, it says, if you and Adam like the wine, and if Adam feels it's worth a mention on air, I asked Tony, and he said he would offer a 10% discount for No Agenda or Curry and the Keeper. So you have to mention this on No Agenda.
I have to?
Yeah, well, for people to get the 10% discount.
Usually they send a donation with that information.
Or...
I'm just telling, I'd just be honest. If I just start giving out promo codes, John will be like, what are you doing? Oh. I know they've donated before.
Yeah. So he's offering a 10% discount for No Agenda or Currying the Keeper. Yeah. Podcast listeners, purchasers with 5% of the purchase to go to No Agenda Show. So
I'd love it.
Yeah. And there's a landing page. So yes, it was so nice.
I kept a note for No Agenda.
Yes.
And I put this link in the show notes.
I asked him how to say his last name, but I like that it says Sir Mark of the Crossroads.
Yes, much easier than
Boucherel. So it's Owen Valley, OwenValleyWinery.com. So please slash NA if you want to get in on that.
Got it in the show. If you want to get in on that great opportunity, yes. Everybody. Our next item here on QVC is from Stephen Eng. He just sent a follow-up. To our great travel offer for the Rim to Rim.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Oh, man. You didn't get this? I thought I forwarded it to you.
No.
He's been doing this for 36 years.
Oh, you know what? I got that email. Yes.
So why are you saying no?
I didn't really. I don't know. I'm confused. I haven't been drinking and it's affecting me.
You're all out of sorts.
I am. I need wine. Stat. No, I remember the, I just don't remember the, that I could ask him any questions. That's
yeah,
what it was.
No, yeah. He knows all about it. So
yeah,
I'm very excited about that trip.
Oh,
Rim to Rim. Yes. Now remember, I'm going to meet you at the bottom with the helicopter. That's why I'm excited about this trip. Yes. And I think we just got a tweet from Dame Kathy and Sir Bob, who were at one of the wineries here in Hill Country. And they tweeted us about, what was it?
Oh, Sir Bitcoin Doctor or something. Or,
yeah, that they were going to be sending a donation. I just got an email confirmation. Enjoy Dame Kathy and Sir Bob's gift for the holidays or even for the show if you like it. Love listening to the two of you. Aww. So it's on its way.
Yeah, they went to Augusta Vin.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited. Last note that I want to read. This is from Dame Taylor, and Dame Taylor is the one that offered to give me swimming lessons. Remember that?
She's the military trainer.
So she sent a $100 donation, which is which is equivalent to 500,000 satoshis.
Yes, holy crap!
I know,
big baller.
And she said,
"Hold on a second.
Yeah, come on, baby.
I'm looking for my jingle.
Come on, producer.
Baller, shot caller, 20-inch blades on the Impala.
500,000 sats. It's kind of cheating, but okay. Thank you very much.
So her note says, sending value for value your way. Thank you for making us laugh. Tina, when you're done crushing 75 hard, 8 days, Taylor. Do yourself a favor and buy this wine from HEB. So she sent me a copy of it. It's our favorite bottle. Also, let me know when you are ready to conquer the water. And the bottle is Monte Polciano, which I'm gonna get it. I'm totally
gonna grab
it.
That for yeah, sure.
From HEB? I'm gonna buy a few that's with $100.
Cool. Excellent. Well, that's really what it's for.
Yeah. So she said $14 in the Italy section at HEB. I was going to send the bottle, but thought you guys would rather have the $30 cash that I would have spent on shipping. P.S. Yeah, sorry for my shitty handwriting. So thank you, Taylor. That was so kind.
So cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right behind Taylor with 333,000 satoshis is Gene Everett.
Oh.
Also known as your friend Armand Gene. Ultra mega boost, he says.
Yeah. Thank you, Gene.
We appreciate that.
Boost. Who is that?
That's you.
That's me?
That's you.
That sounds terrible.
You're great. Oh, we use that a lot.
Boost.
Yeah, right after this one.
Boost.
And speaking of friends of the show, pals of the pod.
Brian, my BFF.
Sir Brian with an I, 238,000 satoshis.
Wow, Brian.
Now, this isn't a number. This is a numerology.
Okay.
Acts 2. Verse 38,
oh,
hence the 238,000.
Oh, nice.
And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Aww.
I'm so happy for you, and thank you for allowing me to witness such a beautiful experience. You look so excited, and it rose from the holy water full of joy and grace. And what better time to repent than after subjecting people to your cooking? Just kidding. Great cook. Would recommend. 3.5 stars.
Boost.
Brian, top notch. Top notch.
That's a good one, Brian. Top notch. Hey, you're lucky I fed you, dude.
Top notch.
I was the star that night, and I made a meal for everybody, including homemade garlic bread, of which I didn't even get to eat.
You are the star.
It was pretty good, wasn't it?
It was dynamite. Oh, yeah. And what else did we have?
A baked masta choli.
Oh,
I know you liked it with all the cheese.
Never had that, but you never made that for me before.
No, I will make it for you.
Masta choli?
Masticelli.
What's it called?
Baked mastacelli with
I like mastacelli better. Mastacelli sounds like a director.
With Parmesan and
I love
mozzarella.
The mastacelli movies, eh? It's great.
Thank you, Brian. I love that note.
And we get a mega boost again, not an ultra mega, but a mega boost from Gene Everett.
Oh.
100,000. Right on the heels of his 333 and 45,000 from...
Wait, I just want to say to Gene, I hope everybody's feeling better. That's it. He sent me a message.
I got
people
you.
People were not feeling well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
RGBTC.
RGBTC.
RGBTC. Curry and the Keeper has become my favorite podcast.
Aww.
Hello. Better grape some people in the face. I feel the love you have for each other, and it has inspired me to be a better husband.
Oh.
Adam, our first anniversary is November 13th. Any suggestions for a gift for my lovely lady? Wow, trigger warning, danger, Will Robinson. I am the wrong person to ask for any surprise gifts for your lady. I wind up buying everything wrong.
That's not true.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I send you the links and you get it right.
Well, you send me the link, I get it right. Exactly. So also, I would recommend don't go to the sisters or spouses. They don't really know what she wants.
Diamonds are always good. Little diamond on a little diamond on a necklace, a simple necklace.
But no, wait, it's first anniversary. What did we do on our first anniversary?
We don't exchange gifts on our anniversary. We exchange cards.
Yeah, but didn't we do that on our first?
No, we didn't.
No, mm-mm. We just said we're not going to do it?
Yeah, we said no, because why? We don't do for Valentine's. The only time we exchange gifts are birthdays and Christmas, and that's it.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
But on our second anniversary, I didn't get a card.
Oh, gosh, golly. Was it second? What do you recommend for RGBTC?
Oh, geez. I mean, it's hard to say.
By the way, so many male listeners have emailed me and they said, man, I'm going to be a better husband.
Yes, sure.
I'm going to do the dishes.
Sure.
They're all doing the dishes.
Somebody actually made that comment, like, better do the dishes, Adam.
Vic sent me like an actual license plate that you can order in the state of Texas.
That says what?
And it said... DODSHZ, do dishes.
No, I think, you know, it would be really cool. Your anniversary is coming up in 4 days. Gosh, make a dinner reservation somewhere really, really nice and get a great bottle of wine or champagne and just take the lead on planning the evening. And just, my love language is words of affirmation. You know that. I love a good card. I love people who send me cards and notes and so whatever her love language
is. But you're
is,
not married to her.
I'm saying whatever her... I'm trying to give some advice here, baby. You're putting me on the spot.
Yeah, but she will also want something that reminds her of that first...
I said diamonds are always good.
Okay. All right. There you go. I recommend Diamonds Direct. They have a 0% deal. Well, you can seriously. It's free money. You can buy like a $7,000 ring and you pay it off for 100 years.
Don't
and
do that for your first anniversary, though. That's too much.
Do
100
it,
years.
Do it. It's cheap. Free money. Well, it used to be. It's no longer free, I'm sure. And there's our friend with 15,033 sats, comic strip blogger. Let's see if he's adapted his copy.
Oh.
Dearest Tina and Adam, your lovely listeners are entitled to type AI.cooking into any web browser or podcast app to join fully employed television show developer extraordinaire Gregory William Forsyth Foreman in keeping up to date with the most important technology to ever be unleashed upon humanity, artificial intelligence. Yo.
Yo.
Thank you, CSB.
Yeah.
Always there to support every single podcast.
Yes, he is. Thank you.
And he, and until podcasting 2.0, he never donated.
Really?
No, because he needs to be anonymous.
Oh, okay.
15,000 sats from Colomona. Thank you. Indigo Boar, also 15,000. Says, I really enjoy listening to you two.
Oh.
Test from Breeze. Also, thanks for making podcasting 2.0. How nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Breeze has really, done a great job.
Yeah. They need to find Julie's money.
Yeah. There's
It's caught in the,
It's caught in the test version is where it's caught.
Yeah.
In. Yeah. Well, we're going to fix that.
Yeah. You've been saying that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. 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 And then to say, you've been saying that forever. How passive aggressive are you right now?
I didn't.
Hey, citizen, 13,938 sats. Hey, citizen says, oh, fudge.
Fudge.
fudge. My mom used to say, fudge. Oh, fudge. I forgot to boost the previous episode. Your honest conversations are like wine that fills the cup of silence. Aww.
Oh, fudge. Nice, it was that? Like the email that you sent earlier today to somebody when you said, thanks. Say ho to your mom. And I'm copied on it because she said, he said, this is Addison from Abel's, right? And so Addison says, you know, my mom loves currying the keeper. I hit her in the mouth a while back and she tells me almost every time we talk how much she enjoys it. So Adam says, thanks. Say ho to your mom. Say ho.
Say so, hey. Say ho. So, all the ladies say ho.
So I emailed him back. I go, love that your mom loves currying the keeper. My producer meant to say, hi to your mom.
And you wonder.
Not ho to your mom.
And you wonder why I am the way I am. Your producer.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. 10,033 sats from SLC. After reconstruction, Adam is going to look like John Cleese in Rat Race.
Ooh. I'll have to look that up.
Am I supposed to be happy about this? Oh. Craig, 10,025. Adam and Tina, your honest conversations are so refreshing. Adam, you undoubtedly have an absolute keeper.
Is that Craig Weinberg?
Craig and Sarah.
Oh, okay. So can I interrupt real quick?
Yeah,
so
sure.
Craig and Sarah, they were up in Dallas at a Gateway Church for a marriage conference, and they drove 4.5 hours down to Fredericksburg to meet me for coffee. I thought that I was so surprised by that. And they're like, oh, they drove from South Dakota.
I would have come, but was it Friday?
It was a show day. They knew that. And so they... Absolutely. Well, I was on Craig's podcast a couple months ago.
Right.
And you're going to be on his podcast too.
Yes.
And he knows after you're done.
I like how you point at me and say, and you're going to be on the podcast. Yes.
I nailed it, Craig.
Yes.
They were absolutely lovely. Got along with them great. We had great conversation. We were very like-minded, you know. It was really great to talk to them.
You came
both.
Back from the, it was a couple hours you spent
with
them. Yeah.
You
had
and
a good time.
Oh, and I really loved Sarah too. I clicked with her. But I had coffee with them and then they gave a donation to No Agenda. And then Sarah created us a beautiful piece of art with, it's a page and it has the definition of curry on it. So it's like a dictionary page. And then she drew, oh my gosh, it's gorgeous. I showed it to you.
Yeah, you showed that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I just love, and she made it for us. I love people that I love. I love it. And then also a bottle of wine too, which I promptly labeled as well.
What's it like to be the Oprah of Fredericksburg?
Oh, please. I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
I thought it was. When it came out, I thought better of it. I'm sorry.
Hello. Anyway, lovely people. I just lovely. And so, oh my gosh, it's so kind.
Well, they also followed up with this boostagram. Uh-huh. And I look forward to meeting them in the future. Mm-hmm. Tina, it was so fun for my queen and keeper, Sarah, and I to finally get to meet in person. The only thing missing was Adam. Of course.
Brother.
But alas. It sounds like it was a hardship that I wasn't there.
I know.
But alas, we'll let his absence slide this time, as it was on a No Agenda show day. I'm sorry. I was making more podcasts. Big smiley emojis work too in the boosted.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, got a
nice
little wink emoji.
Oh, that's really kind.
Please keep this train rolling and the cork soaking. The Satoshi world is a new one for us, still finding our legs in the space. You know how much I hate that. It's a podcasting space.
Oh,
many blessings, Craig and Sarah. Thank you very much, Craig and Sarah. And
that's really kind.
And thank you for trying that and getting on the Fountain app, which I can see they use. It's great. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll meet soon.
Mm-hmm.
Once I, we'll fly up. I'm going to do a lot of flying.
We probably should do kind of a, meetup tour.
With the airplane.
Yeah. Because, you know,
I like that.
Brianne
idea.
Wants us to come to Wyoming too. I'd love to meet her.
Wyoming.
I want to kick back a few beers with her.
Nice. All right. Well,
that's God's country up there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what is Texas? Texas is God country. We can share.
Okay.
Indigo Bear, 10,000 sats. Another SLC with a Striper, 7777.
Striper.
Consider all that has been done for you and ask yourself, what would Jesus boost?
Oh.
I like that. That's a bumper sticker. What would Jesus boost?
WWJB.
I like it. Let's see. MGH. Also with the Striper, 7777. And says, I boost for Jesus. I say, render unto Satoshi what is Satoshi's. People getting into the boosting for Jesus thing. I like it. MGH sends 6969. Nudepodcast apps.com.
That's not a Jesus boost.
No, it came right after that.
Oh.
You can be a Jesus booster and a 69 booster.
Okay.
It says nudepodcastapps.com. Yeah. I think it's Brian Glass, I think B Glass 5115 boost for bottles. I don't know what that is. 5,000 from Craig in Canada. Hello, Curry and the Keeper, new listener from No Agenda. I really like the show. Hold on a second.
Oh, we got to be decanted.
I mean, if you're here as a new listener, then we definitely need to, where's my decanting? What is this?
Oh, really? Well,
that's weird.
Is it gone?
But that's very strange. Where's my decanter? You've been decanting. What?
I don't know.
I'm very upset by this now, all of a sudden. Oh, here it is.
You've been decanted.
Thanks for the face of death. You give me like...
You're supposed to have all these at your fingertips.
You literally give me like you've been in the business for 40 years. Like, I can't even get a good producer in this one. I really like the show. Can I shamelessly plug my wife's Instagram store?
Yeah.
Mom's Metaphysical Shop.
Mom's Metaphysical Shop.
With PPE.
Okay.
She started doing a live sale every Wednesday on Instagram and has been struggling to reach out to people. Moms.metaphysical.shop. I mean, she got it. Oh, that's at moms.metaphysical.shop. Look it up.
Okay, I will.
Crystals and jewelry for every chakra. Also, where can I send you crystals? I love you too.
Oh, I totally want to look at her shop because I need it. I need a gift.
Okay, so you look at that, and we'll connect everybody.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
And I love crystals too.
You do?
Yes.
5,000 sats from Jay Light. I'm so happy to hear some raw milk talk.
Yeah.
That's a whole podcast by itself, isn't it?
Hi,
everybody. Hi, welcome Tina. To Raw Milk Talk.
Tina and Adam talk about raw milk.
Man, I love the consistency of this raw milk.
And I like raw sour cream, too.
Okay. This show is canceled. I've been on it exclusively for about 15 years, says Jay Light. Here's a great book for anyone interested to learn more. It started my journey into better food and health. The Untold Story of Milk, Revised and Updated... The History, Politics, and Science of Nature's Perfect Food. Raw Milk from Pasture-Fed Cows.
I'd like to know how long...
That's a long-ass title for a book.
I'd like to know how long raw milk stays in the refrigerator.
Good point. It's pretty long, I think.
Would you drink that raw milk?
Hell no. Oh, not right after this episode.
I loved it. It was very...
I had a lot of it in my shredded wheat. I had a couple glasses of it.
Yeah.
Tasted just like beautiful... Whole
creamy,
milk,
yeah,
creamy whole milk, right from what you remember as a kid. Not
we can't
from
find it here, though. I can't find it.
Not yet.
Mm-mm.
We're working on it.
Okay.
3333, another SLC. John the Baptizer ran a John the Baptizer. I'm reading verbatim. ran a wet t-shirt contest?
Brother?
Question mark. Don't make God call the adoption agency. Did I bring this up? That's right. With the baptism.
Yes. And you're like, I'm 15, okay? I'm 15. I'm like, yes, you are.
I'm like, that's a good lie, man. I got to do that joke. Oh, wait, I did it. How about this?
Yeah.
1031, Tunstaffel, a modest boost in honor of my wedding anniversary. Aww. With my smoking hot hubby on 1031. Sorry, we're a little late.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Love the podcast, and 2 weeks do not pass quickly enough. On the plus side, there's that little show, No Agenda, to fill in the gaps.
Yes.
Dame Trish with 1,000 sat boost.
Thank you, Trish. We're friends on Instagram.
How nice. I rarely listen live, but I do listen. So here's my bit. Live?
Live? It's like,
what are you listening to? Okay. So here's my bit of value from my fountain wallet. Keep up the good work for your 75 hard, Tina. You're almost there. 1 gallon of water a day? Damn, that's a lot of H2O. P.S. I have bangs and a big forehead. Bangs. Now, did you choose the bangs, Dame Trish, to cover said rather high forehead?
Do you have a five head or a forehead?
I have a high forehead. That's quite a lot there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know why, Dame Trish? Brains.
Big brains.
No man decoder. This is a summary of my email. Send me a long email. This is the rim to rim. I think we did this one. Did we do this one? I did the rim to rim as a 3 day back. As a 3 day back in the late 80s, we had two groups that started from opposite rims. The drivers drove the car from the opposite group and exchanged keys so the drivers could drive their own cars home. That's interesting. Doing it in the fall, we found no services available at the north rim. Check and plan accordingly. Ascending Kiabob Trail on the south rim is steeper and more exposed to the sun. Bright Angel may be better. We dive at dawn. Blue, go. Positive attitude. Leaky bucket. Dude. I threw some of my own code in there.
I can see that. Like, okay.
Bright Angel. Wow. Is this not supervised?
Yes. You can go on tours. Yeah. I'm not doing it by myself.
No. Okay.
No, so when Elise comes, we're going to go hiking, and then Shayna is coming next week, and we're going to go hiking.
Oh, nice. So
I'm starting to train.
For the rim to rim.
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
XX Luo XX, thank you for your 500 and second class citizen with 500 sats to open and honesty, honesty and openness. And thank you very much. Thank you to all of our boosters. Get in on the fun. If you want to hear your boostergram read, get a snazzy new modern app from newpodcastapps.com. If you're just getting started, never done it before, grab the Fountain app, fountain.fm. It's in your app store for iOS and for Android. And get to boosting us.
Yeah, and you can set up, purchase Bitcoin through a Cash App.
That's right.
Makes it super easy.
You can send it right into your app.
Yeah. Put it right in your wallet. So I just have a couple more things.
Thank you all so much.
Oh, yes, thank you. I just wanted to thank everybody who sent me emails about their old clothing. I'm working on that article, and that article's on hold for now because I am now focusing my efforts on writing an article about the benefits of being in a sauna. You know, we gotta sweat out the toxins.
Because you meet interesting fellows.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You like mean the just, little sauna that I have, that I'm the big potato in.
A hot pocket.
Yeah, like a hot pocket. Yeah. I'm writing.
You deserve an actual good sauna with like wood and stuff. The hot pocket thing is kind of sad.
Yeah, when you're
sitting there with your head poking out in like an aluminum bag.
I know. It's kind of weird.
You know the bag you put your lunch in to take it to work? Kind of like
that's
that.
What it looks like.
A little bit bigger, yeah. But I like that it has your iPhone pocket on the outside.
Yes, yeah,
like drop my iPhone in
yeah.
there.
Yeah, because you have little cool. You have slits for your arms, so you're like Mr. Robot.
We do have a bit of an issue.
Oh.
And it's actually a huge business opportunity for anyone who wants to serve the wealthy of Fredericksburg, Texas, the billionaire class of Fredericksburg, Texas.
What's that?
It is very hard because we have so many B&Bs out here.
Oh.
To get someone who wants to, for whatever price, I'm not saying that for whatever price, but to get someone to actually who cares about cleaning a home and helping once a week and really, you know, helping us with cleaning, really cleaning the home,
mm-hmm.
like making it super clean.
Can't find anybody. No.
Mm-mm. I mean, it's all like 45 minutes the way they do a bed and breakfast, yeah. in and out.
A bread and breakfast.
A bread and breakfast. Maybe we're ordering the wrong services. Maybe that's the problem. So, you know, and you were, I mean, it's just not clean.
Yeah. No.
And it's all kind of the same. And so I was like, I thought I had a brilliant idea.
Yes. We have cleaning. We have people who help us and clean the house and they're not that great. We've had some issues.
Right. So
Adam reached out to one of the owners of one of the really nice restaurants here in Fredericksburg to ask him if he had any recommendations.
So Richard, by the way, best name in the universe. If you're running an upscale restaurant, yes. Hello, I'm Richard.
Yes. And he is a handsome man.
Another, you know, we should introduce him to.
He's got a husband. He's got a husband. Richard's got a husband. No.
Just kidding. So I said, hey, Richard, weird question. Because, you know, I have a relationship with Richard. Yes. I can text him about this stuff. We're looking for a real house cleaner or service, one that actually cleans stuff well. These B&B teams just don't cut it. He says, ha ha. It is quite impossible. Mine is a drunk that brings her dog with her to work. We don't even have a dog and we find bones under the sofa. But she doesn't steal. It's the best we can do. Imagine. And then he followed up with, how is the 75 days of martyr going so far?
That's what he said.
Yeah, it says going great. I saw her running this morning and she looked amazing. Were you running?
No, I walk very fast.
So
that's funny. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to find people to do anything out here. Remember when my tire was flat and I could not, it took hours for somebody to come out here. That's the drawback of living in a small town.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Worth every single.
So we voted yesterday.
We did.
Old school.
We did.
Old school voting.
Yeah, that was kind of cool with a pen and paper.
Walked right in.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then scratch out the box and everything.
You had to fill in the little bubbles. Yeah. But Mark said, and also Tiffany told me today, Mark said he voted up in Leander. He's in Leander. And he said that when he hit the bubble,
right.
it actually selected
something else.
The opposing candidate. Yeah. And he had to change. And good thing he noticed it. And then Tiffany said the same thing happened to her, that she printed it out and looked at it, and there were people selected that she did not select. Yes.
Dang.
So you have to really think about that.
I don't know about you, but I personally, I'm disappointed that Beto didn't win.
Oh, you are?
Heck no. I love that humiliation. I pray for him. I will.
I have not, but I will. I think he really needs to find a new career. I just don't think politics is it for him.
It's not.
I mean, he tried for governor, Senate, and president.
It just
doesn't have it.
He's just not doing it.
But I have one more thing. Do you have anything else?
Yes,
you want to
I just wanted to say that God told me to buy Powerball tickets. He did. I think he did. And I think he did so that we could contribute $20 to the veterans and education in Texas. Because that's what the money goes towards.
Yeah.
It was not to give us $1 billion.
Yeah.
That was not in the cards.
Damn, I already had the money spent.
But I was prepared. I was prepared to just have helped the veterans and teachers.
Yeah. There you go. The last thing I wanted to talk about my Thanksgiving story. Remember I brought it up to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
okay. Mm-hmm.
So
we're not doing questions today. We're just going.
Yeah. We've been through most of the questions. So,
okay.
And, you know, send questions, people. We'll answer them.
Back to you. Back to you, Star.
So Thanksgiving is my most favorite holiday meal. I love everything about it. I love the turkey and the stuffing and the cranberries and the mashed potatoes. We're not good gravy people. If anybody has tips on gravy.
We suck at making gravy.
We really do.
We follow every recipe. We do, and I wind up basically like getting a whole bunch of cornstarch, just throw it into water. Like, please make paste.
It's flour. It's not cornstarch.
Whatever.
Yeah. You got like little balls in there.
I'm putting cornstarch in. No wonder my gravy's no good.
But anyway. it's my favorite meal. I love it. I love the whole thing. We go around the table and say what we're thankful for.
You're also a true, in a way, you're a heritage woman. You know, Christmas, you have little things you put out, your little city, your little town with no people. Just snow. Lights. And then
People are allowed.
But when Halloween comes around, then you have these, you know, cool glass type pumpkin things that get on the table, and you're very good at that. I really enjoy that. I like it a lot.
That's the extent of our decorating. So
were going to do sugar eggs for Easter this
year. Sugar
remember?
Eggs.
Like the old school days.
Yeah, we're going to try that.
So anyway, you do love,
I love it.
You love it.
So when I was married to my previous,
married?
I was.
Oh no.
And, we were going over to his folks' house for Thanksgiving, and his sister, one of the sisters, was engaged to a guy that was allergic to poultry. And so we go to the house, and I'm excited because I'm like, oh, Thanksgiving is my favorite. And out comes steaks and baked potatoes. Baked potatoes. Because surely when he brought the steaks out, I'm like, surely there's mashed potatoes. Nope. Baked potatoes and broccoli, dry broccoli.
And that was it.
I was angry, I think, through January. I was not happy.
Now, was this the only issue in your marriage, or do you think there were more things going on?
What are you, my therapist?
I'm just wondering if you were mad through January. I think you and I would have talked it out by Black Friday.
It would have never happened in our house, baby. Never.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Anyway. I don't think so.
Yep, that's my Thanksgiving story. Steak and baked potatoes.
All right, Cork Soakers, we very much appreciate you supporting us. We appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate all the notes and kind feedback that we get. Make sure you boost us.
Hey, and fill your leaky buckets. Be kind out there.
Splash it everywhere you can.
Make messes.
We'll see you in 2 weeks, everybody.
Bye,
au revoir.
Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.